Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Hey there, Game Pass or Pass listeners. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And we have a podcast called That Gaming Podcast, where we share opinions about the PlayStation and Nintendo games we're playing right now.
That's right. Just like Corey and Basher here, we get right to the point on what we thought about the games. And we keep it honest.
So find us on your favorite podcast player. And now enjoy this episode of Game Pass or Pass.
It is now time for a very xenomorphic edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games, which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply take that smart gun and blast it on by. I am Corey. I'm joined by the residential Predalien himself, Basher.
Good day, sirs.
I lost my feet. There we go. Okay. Well, I'm doing a lot right now. I installed my second monitor back up, so I've got all this stuff going on.
Big baller over here. Yeah. Two monitors.
I know. I've joined the elite. See, I always had a second monitor. I literally just didn't plug it in. That's literally all it was. But so now, like, I feel like I got too much going on. Like, the second screen is amazing because, like, I got all this more information. I can do all these other things. Like, I got my notes up here. And then,
all these other things? Like, what is all these things you're doing?
I've got your feet up so that way I can monitor you since you're a child. And then
you're not wrong.
I've got the description for the game up, and then I've got the format notes for this podcast, and then I've got Audacity in the background. I am a production machine right now. But you know what I don't have up? I don't have up the phone number. So, but it's to the point that, did you know you can email us, gpopfans@gmail.com, or shoot us a text message or voicemail, 574-651-9256. And you can let us know exactly what you're thinking. And you can also leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcasting source. It really helps us out. I promise you it does. We are here to talk about Aliens Fireteam Elite. I've played a lot of this game. Basher's played a lot of this game. Let's get the details. It was developed by Cold Iron Studios. They are known for making Aliens Fireteam Elite, regularly priced at $39.99 with a deluxe edition available for $59.99, available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC, as well as PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. There is crossplay among the PC and Xbox version. I could not get confirmation on the PlayStation to PC versions, but I imagine that PlayStation 4 and 5 could definitely play together. That would be silly if you could not. There's cloud saves, so you can sync your saves between PC and Xbox. There is DLC. It is all cosmetic, though. There is no actual new content or anything like that. In terms of that, will be DLC. They did add more content to it for free, like a horde mode that we will talk about. The description for this game, set in the iconic Alien universe, Aliens Fireteam Elite is a cooperative third-person survival shooter that drops your fire team of hardened Marines into a desperate fight to contain the evolving Xenomorph threat. Face off against the waves of terrifying Xenomorph and Weyland Yutani synthetic foes along two players or AI teammates as you and your fireteam desperately fight your way through four unique campaigns that introduce new storylines to the Alien universe. Create and customize your own Colonial Marine, choosing from an extensive variety of classes, weapons, gear, and perks, battling overwhelming odds in the heart-pounding survival experience. Those mistakes were not on Microsoft this time. Those were on me. There was no grammar and there was no spelling, so I guess that's a step up. Aliens Fireteam Elite. Let's talk about it.
Well, first, let's just get this out the way. You're a terrible cold reader. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I didn't do any warm-ups.
Oh, okay. And then next time, do some push-ups and jumping jacks before we start recording.
Sorry.
Get in shape.
Sorry.
Aliens is one of those franchises that...
Why can't they do it?
Right?
Why can't they do right? it? Right?
But not just gaming. Film, too. Like, it's right. like... It's one of those things that... Aliens is absolutely beloved. I love me some Aliens. I think Alien is one of the greatest movies of all time. That sequel is fantastic, and then from there it was just off a cliff.
Yeah, I'm an Aliens person. I respect Alien for what it is, but like Aliens is where it's at for me. So like this is one of those franchises that it's kind of like Terminator for me. Like the
it's
first
exactly like Terminator. Yeah,
Terminator. The That's like that weird spinoff, that one guy, because like instead of Transformers, he did Transmorphers.
Hell yeah.
He would do the Terminator. Anyway, which what's funny is that Cameron actually directed both those, but Aliens and anyway, that's I digress. But no, it's very similar to that. It's like I respect the originals for what they are, but like T2 and Aliens are just like the goat of like action sci-fi movies.
Oh, absolutely, and that's why, whenever you have the film based debate on those two movies, it's literally like, do you want an action movie or a horror movie?
Right,
this is really the only thing there. Which again, why can't they get it right consistently anyway? I'm always down for a new Alien game because it's really simple to like conceptually, like there's an alien, you run from it. And or shoot it. Like it's not that crazy of a concept here. And the Xenomorph is one of the best monsters of all time. So the fact that they almost never get it right is strange. So when I first booted this game up, my first thought was, wow, this is a C-level video game.
Right.
this is super. This could have been any game, and they just said, how about we make it Aliens?
It's a game that when they first announced it, because Sony kind of had pushed this one, or it was, I believe it debuted in like a Sony State of Play or whatever, it kind of seems like it fits, right? Like there's, like, because we had Alien Colonial Marines, which we all know what happened with that game, but we had Alien Isolation, which is a very unique idea. I like that game. It wasn't the game I feel like it... Like we've already said, it should be a home run, right? And this was like, all right, like this makes sense. Like, what do you want to do against the aliens? You want to destroy it, right? So what if we just let you do that? I'm like, that seems like a cool idea. Coming from a team that hasn't really ever made a video game, so I'm sure there's people that have made video games, but this is kind of their first game. It was a budget title at $39.99. I was just like, I'm going to keep my eye on it. And then it kind of came out and it came and went, and nobody really had a lot to say other than it's fine. So when we first started playing it and it hit Game Pass, I was genuinely curious, and I was like, you know, I want to check this out for real. And I think that this game is flawed, but it's not flawed in the ways, like this game could have been a home run if it was just play tested a little bit more. Because I actually genuinely really like this game. I just think it's rough around the edges. And if it had just more time, more people playtesting it, I think this is better than Back for Blood. This is better than...
That was my exact thought. Right. Yeah, like, as you were saying it. I don't know if it's better than Back for Blood.
It is. It's better
than just as good. If you want to argue it's better, have at it. Like I'll accept that, but you cannot not tell me it's not just as good. like it, or just as unpolished, if you will. I mean, my first playthrough with another buddy, I kind of wrote this game off. So I'm glad you kind of was like, no, no, we have to play this together. Let's just jump back into it. Because I got a deeper appreciation for this shallow game. And not shallow in a negative sense. It's one of those games that, we said it on the show before, it has good bones. Like the skeleton's there. Like just the core mechanics is there. It can feel, there are a lot of things it could do better, but for the most part, it's just fine. I mean,
I have played far more worse video games, and I'm kind of like, I don't want to say frustrated, but I'm sort of flabbergasted at the reception that this game got, because granted, we are playing it after the fact, and I do know it launched kind of buggy, I heard. And I could totally say that because there are still some weird bugs, but like, I'm sort of kind of confused to why this game gets such like meh reviews, and it still does, like not just from when it came out, but like what's funny is that a lot of people, what's the word to say? I want to set this up a little bit more, I guess, before we go farther, because the biggest problem with this game is it's a third person shooter. It just drops you in and you go, like, you've got your assault rifle, you pick your class. You were the sort of, were you the turret guy or were you the technomancer guy?
A turret guy.
You were the turret guy. I was the heavy guy. So I got the smart gun. And like, if you were an alien or even aliens person or aliens or an alien person, like, this is more based on aliens. Obviously, it's called Aliens. So like, it's much more action based. It's not survival horror. It's, you are the aggressor. You are going in, and the smart gun is awesome. Like, it's got like a 250 round clip, and it's got auto aim on it, basically. And you just hit the trigger and go. And like, it feels good to play. And the problem is that, and I think this is why a lot of people bounce off of it, the first act of the four is rough. Yeah, it is rough. Like, and it makes this game out to be just like a very shallow, this is all you're going to do is just fight these single aliens over and over and over through this full thing in these narrow hallways, and it's hard to navigate, like, and that's it. And I totally understand, like, the first hour of this game, it's just like, man, this is it, huh? Like, it's when you're playing Destiny.
Yeah, we said that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're playing Destiny, it's just like, man, like, this is really going to be the whole game, isn't it? Like this feels good to play, but there's just not a lot to do. And the game gets tremendously better as it goes on. But that just tells me that a lot of people play this for like an hour and they're just like, no, I'm done. And it's like, I can't blame you, but I feel like there should have been more people out there that, you know, quote, the YouTubers and the people that review games that did not give this game a fair shake. And it's annoying for that reason. Like, it's not a 10 out of 10. Don't get me wrong. But it's far better than I anticipated.
No, no, absolutely. I think we went through the same motions. I mean, I remember when we get to one of the later, but it's like you said, the first hour is rough. But after that, I remember there's a couple of areas that are just more open and more green, more yellow, more vibrant. And it's like, oh, this... I wasn't expecting new environments.
Right.
Like, this is
or new enemies. Like, you're not just fighting aliens. You're it's basically broken into like the different games. Like, you've got Alien, which are the like tight hallways and sort of Nostradamus sort of levels. You got the Prometheus, you know, sort of style, and you even fight some of the Promethean enemies, like, which is because it's now basically Alien canon. You know, like, so, and it does, like, it goes through the motions of all these different parts of the IP, and like, even in like the third and fourth ones, you get the face huggers and you get the different types of aliens, like the heavies and the quicker ones and the exploders. Like, I think some of those are made up. Like, I don't think the exploders are real alien canon, but you know, like, you do fight other things, and at some point it's like a third person cover shooter at times. Like, it goes through the motion, and I never expected that. Like, I never would have thought that, yeah, like, it's literally a Gears of War clone at times, which, and again, it's not amazing, but it's
fun, and it right. works in its own world in a way, because when you first start shooting at aliens, and you have this cover mechanic, you're like, why am I taking cover?
Right.
Like, it just doesn't make any sense. This is stupid. This is broken. This is dumb. And then you get to the humanoid characters. You're like, oh, that's what this is here for. And that's what the waste high walls are here for. I get it now. It's like the team clearly put a good amount of thought into how they wanted this game to play, and they don't nail everything. There's a lot that could be improved on. I mean, as fun as the core mechanics is, I would like better or more feedback when hitting an alien.
Yeah, for sure.
Or just kind of more feedback from the guns a bit. Or like there's a ton of polish this game could use, but it doesn't. It's not that kind of lack of polish that holds the game back. I'm thinking like a.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think the polish is actually what takes this game from like a solid 7.5 to like a 9 to me. Yeah, like my biggest issue is like I can deal with some of the jank. Like I can deal with like the shots not, you know, feeling super impactful. But where you get the good feedback is that like when there's just aliens everywhere and you're just mowing them down, like, and then there's the drone. That's what I'm looking for. And then you see the drone coming, and the drone is basically an alien that he just runs up, and he like his goal is to get to you and destroy you. And he's got aliens all around him, and you're trying to like, oh crap, this guy's coming. Like that's what I feel like aliens would be, is just like there's aliens everywhere. I'm taking them out. And then this big one shows up. I've got to change my priority. Like, so I can deal with all that stuff not feeling great. Like, it doesn't feel like Gears of War where it's like, oh, man, like everything has weight, but it feels good to play. But it's everything else of the progression and the lack of just playtesting. Like, eventually, once you beat the game, you get a new class that basically, it's like a sniper, basically. But the sniper rifle is a terrible weapon. Like, even if it's got more power, when you start doing the math and you do the basic math of just like, okay, so this hits for 1200, the gun I have now only hits for 200, but it fires way faster. Like, all those little things to where it's like, the sniper rifle is not usable. You should not use that gun, because other guns are better. But it's like that for a lot of different things. Like the progression of the classes isn't fast enough. It should be faster, because the game gets genuinely better the stronger you get, because you feel more powerful. Like, it actually has good mechanics like that, but they're not clean. They're just not play tested. And that stuff drives me nuts, because that's the stuff that people don't think about it. They're just playing it. But because we have played so many video games like these, we can see the inner workings, and the inner workings here are good. They're just not done, basically.
See, the part of the game that I have the most trouble with, that bothers me the most, like those points for sure. But the parts that take me out of the game more so than that is the overall just kind of UI hub world setup. Because because it's like you said, the game just kind of drops you into shooting aliens. And if there was a bit of a, if it wasn't so Destiny'd approached, modern day gaming approach of here's your, just like Back 4 Blood, here's your home world, and here's the mission thing. You go in there, you do the mission, you get the numbers go up, you come back to the hub world, and it's like, through these loading screens that mean nothing, and it's like, it doesn't feel like, it takes me out of the world of aliens. It takes me out of the world of the game, and makes me just think about it being a game, for lack of a better way to say that.
It has a freaking gear score, like, and it's, if that is to drive your point home, like, it literally has a gear score, because that's what you do in modern shooters, is the numbers go up.
And it's such a modern take on the overall aesthetic and just menu design and how you talk to people and shop owners and in
the talking to your mic.
It's like, yeah, wait, I am talking to the mic. Oh, wait, I'm moving too far.
Yep.
But it's such a modern day take on how you talk to people in the hub world, how you talk to the shop owners, how just how the menus are laid out in a way where it's like, it's almost too much information at times and it's on screen and how you're moving around and getting through menus. It's so modern video gamey. Like that's one of my biggest issues with the game. I wanted this to feel like, because once that game opened, once you got those levels where the game opens up and you got new enemies and you got new feeling, you got this vibrant kind of outdoorsy areas, that's why I wanted to just live in the world. I didn't want to go back to a hub world where I make my numbers go up. I wanted to stay there, work on my gear, and continue and progress through a story, if you will, believe it or not. Like, games used to have these. But now it's like, instead of like a cool narrative from the Aliens universe, instead we get go here, shoot this, then all right, end screen, here's your character, these numbers went up, hub world, spend the numbers, all right, go to the next mission. And that's what that sort of uninspired take on how you move through the game, that's the part that frustrated me the most.
Yeah, I don't want to say like it's taken the modern day and learned the wrong lessons, but it doesn't do that stuff even well. It doesn't do the modern numbers go up design of shooters well, and that holds it back. And I think that does play into my points probably closer than we realize, of just like all of the game itself is actually well designed. Like, it's fun to play, but they make it kind of difficult to play at times. It's difficult to get to the stuff, like the store has all these things, and it's like, I don't really know if I should be buying this stuff, like, because there's weapon attachments, and it's like, okay, cool, but sometimes I find the weapon attachments, so should I be buying the weapon attachments or not? Should I be buying the weapons? Turns out, not really, because as you're leveling up and you're just sort of playing the game, you unlock those weapons. This unlocks it faster for you, though. So what you really should be buying are the attachments, because while, yes, you do unlock some of them, you don't unlock all of them. So, like, there's just a lot of that stuff. Like, it doesn't portray its information to you well, but you do learn it. Like, you sort of, you know, the fact that I'm talking about it in this light, you do learn it, and it's annoying that it goes that far and you have to do it, but I liked the game enough that I was okay with those, not okay with them. I was able to overlook that stuff and keep playing. And eventually it sort of does just become background noise. Like, look, if you watch someone play Destiny and go to the Citadel, not Citadel, what's it called? The Tower, and go see them talk to all the different vendors with all the different currencies and stuff. You're just like, this is like Japanese to me, but to someone that knows what it is, like, it's, you've learned it. But that's not an excuse, but that's just me saying, like, it's not impenetrable. Like, you can figure it out, but I can totally understand why someone would play the first level and be like, no, I'm out. Like, I don't, but there's more than good here. I still just like really like playing this game. Like, I really liked playing as the heavy, powering up my weapons, using my abilities. You know, like my favorite ability is I had like basically like a shoulder cannon, and it's just like, I got the cooldown on that thing down to like 20 seconds. And so by the end of this game, like, I am just a killing machine. And like, that's what I want from Aliens. I want to be a murdering machine. I don't want Colonial Marines to where they're just never dying. And if they are dying, like, I don't feel powerful. Like, I felt powerful in this. I felt like we were making progress. I felt like each level was progressively getting harder, sometimes a little too hard. Like, some of those end sequences were just like, we're going to throw everything at you. And it's like, okay, this isn't fun anymore. This is too difficult. And it's rough, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I agree with the sentiment. I mean, like my biggest issues for sure were just that initial start. There's a hump to get over.
Yeah, very bad first impression.
There's a hump to get over for sure. Once you're in it, though, it turns out to be one of the more fun.
It's an arcade shooter. Like,
yeah.
And we don't get those very often.
Right, right. And when you do, it's super bare bones. This one has a little meat on the stick. And it's like, okay, like I see what you're trying to do. And you got to do a lot of it. Some of it doesn't hit. But overall, like, I got to say, like, it's for the studios. I'm sure the developers done other stuff, obviously. But for a studio, for this to be their first outing for one of these games, I'm honestly looking forward to more. Like, I can't say there's enough here to make it a 10 out of 10, but if they learn all the right lessons and they make another one of these, like, I would actually be excited for it.
Yeah, I also think that I think they could just build on this. Like, I would like to see them just, well, unfortunately, I think they could do that, but I don't think they'll do that because, unfortunately, the word of mouth of this game is average at best. And I get it. Like, there are issues with this game, but I don't, for some odd reason, they seem to be getting, like, more veracity behind them. And I don't really understand why. Like, there are other games that come out that are, quote, budget games that are not full $60 games that have way more issues and way more just, like, lack of that.
Or even worse, like there are games. I mean,
full price games that are worse. Yeah.
Right. I mean, like, or games that are pushed by publishers to be like. I mean, like
Hayes.
My favorite go-to random game. I mean, I would say like Outriders
for sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's
this is better than Outriders. Like,
it's. I mean, again, like I would put them all in. Better or worse, I'd put them all sort of close to each other because, I mean, like, because they all kind of have these good bones to them. It's just a matter of they just missed the mark in certain aspects. I mean, this is definitely, I don't get, for a critic to say it's average at best, I won't argue that. But at the same time, it's a good average.
Yeah, I would. I would simply for the fact that, like, maybe it's because we're gameplay first people for the most part. And like the story, we haven't said anything about the story because no one cares. The story's told through all text messages. Like if you're a hardcore Aliens fan, there's some stuff there, but there's nothing.
I don't think it's canon. I'm fairly sure it's not.
I think it is actually.
Is it?
I could be wrong, but I feel like I heard other people having this conversation and I think it is, but there's a lot. It's like the story in Outriders. Like we were just talking about Outriders. It's just like there's cutscenes in Outriders, but nobody cares about that in Outriders. And that's not to say that you shouldn't like take that as a valid criticism. Like if you are a story based player, this is not the game for you. But that's okay, kind of thing. Like I don't think it's trying to be that. I would make the argument then, and this is just a general video game thing of just like do what you do well and focus on that. Like it's like you with Gears of War. Like Gears of War has tried to tell a story and it's fallen flat on its this is coming from a Gears fan. It's fallen flat on its face every time. Like there's moments in those games that I super enjoy and they speak to me, but I fully understand that every Gears of War game should not be taken seriously even though it wants it to. I would rather like just make better Gears of War. And with this, I was like, why even put a story? Like just make it the most bare bones story ever. Just like, we got to kill the stuff. Like, but instead they go a little too far.
That was Aliens.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Yeah. So,
I mean, that's pretty much what aliens were. They're very bare bone. Like there's like the first Alien movie was a monster. It was just a basic monster movie. Like, hey, we're in a ship and there's a monster here. Let's run away from it.
Right.
Like that's the plot. Aliens was, what if we made more monsters?
Game over, right. Man.
Yeah. Game over. Right. But like now it's like, like it's like, to your point, it's like there's a story here, we don't care, but at the same time though,
it is there. If
there is a way to put it there in this world and make it fun.
Right.
You can live in, like, this is a world you could live in, and I'm looking forward to seeing more from them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Like, I feel like this conversation is now divulged way off of Aliens, but when it comes to this game, Game Pass or Pass, it's not as clear cut as I want it to be, but I am definitely on the side of play it.
I think this is some of the more fun you're going to have with a B-level shooter so far on the platform, or rather the service.
Yeah, I think
this is up there with the Outriders and the other kind of just B-level, like, just watch numbers go up and things explode. Like, it's fun.
I think what I need to put emphasis on, like, the game truly is fun to play because it's aliens. Like, the way that the aliens move, and it's got that traditional sort of, like, heavy/elite gameplay of oh crap, we need to focus our attention on this right now, while we also have to sort of watch the swarm and the horde. And it's like, it's got that gameplay, but it's really cool. Like, the aliens are crawling on the walls. Like, you know, they did Aliens. Like, they did it well. And that's awesome. It's not just a shooting game. Like, it's not just Back for Blood, where it's like, we've seen this before. We haven't really seen this before. And I think that's where it's probably, it's sticking out of my mind. It's like, no, you should definitely check this out. This is cool. Like, it's not Alien Isolation, which I like Alien Isolation, but that game is a very specific thing. Like, this is the best Alien game since Alien Isolation, obviously. But, like, if someone were like, what Alien game should I play? I'm not going to pick Alien Isolation. I'm going to pick this one over it, simply because I think this is what people would want from an Aliens game, which is, like, I just want to shoot stuff. Like, I want to just have some fun with the cool stuff in Aliens, and I think this lets you do it. So,
I think it deserves to be next to Isolation for the same reason Aliens is next to Alien.
Like, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Or a game or a shooting game,
right?
Like, and both do them moderately well, if not very well at times. So, like, I had a lot of fun with it. I think you should play it.
Yeah, I do too. It's a really fun game, and I put a lot of time into it. So. There you go. Aliens Fireteam Elite. Play it. Check it out. It's on Game Pass. Have some fun with it. It's better than Rainbow Six Extraction. I'll tell you that. I will tell you that.
Oh, we got to do that episode, don't we?
Do we? Maybe.
Yeah.
You could write us how you feel about Aliens. 574-651-9256. Leave us a voicemail. Shoot us a text message. Rate us on your favorite iTunes or your favorite Spotify, whatever you're feeling. Let other people know about us. Tweet about us. Do what you want. It's all part of the fun. When it comes to the future of this, we're going to be talking about some Death's Door. We're going to be talking about the gunk. We're going to be talking about other stuff as well. There's stuff that Basher doesn't even know we're going to be talking about. And I haven't told him, for the simple fact he's going to be like, what are you doing with your life when I tell him?
I'll do that anyway.
Like, no, you don't know.
Like, what are you doing with your life?
You, Basher, when I tell you, there is going to be episodes you will not be involved in. And I did that for you.
are you gonna go through it? Okay, here's what I'm picturing in my head before we got here. I'm picturing you going on like a 2 or 3 month tear of just simulation games, which I appreciate you not letting me.
No, Basher, it's far worse than that. But you're gonna have to tune in next time to find out what those episodes will be. That's gonna do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with either Death's Door or The Gunk.
Good day, sirs.